Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
We are off and running on yet another glorious Friday, a Sweet 16 Friday, alongside Amari Bailey's number one fan, Sean King. I am Tim Murray. What a day we had. We signed off last night, and we had not concluded. We had not seen the conclusion of Michigan State and Kansas State, and it comes down to a nice victory for Kansas State. And then the nightcap did not disappoint either, as we had a replay of the 2016 National Championship final where Villanova beat North Carolina with the pitch back to Chris Jenkins. This time it was Julian Strother, the Vegas native, bearing it from what felt like Reno. I think that's what Kevin Harlan said on the broadcast. What a day it was. And those Owls came on home too. So, Sean, we're in a good mood. We got four games to go tonight. First one up, Alabama, San Diego State, coming up bottom of the hour. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent. The entertainment level was unbelievable for these games. I mean, I was fascinated. I was glued to the television. I mean, these young men were making play after play after play. And, you know, that's what I had been complaining about earlier, is that the games were like bad basketball. But, man, they make up for it, at least on the first day of the Sweet 16. So, Puxtradamus had a good night. Dallas Stars in regulation, never in doubt. I gave out Amari Bailey over 14.5 points last night. Feeling really good about those picks.
Does your arm hurt when you pat yourself on the back? Because, my God almighty.
I'm trying
You've mentioned it now. We've been together for 45 minutes before this show started, and you've mentioned your victories about – I mean, I guess when you have so few, you have to, you know, really talk them up.
Well, here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to let the Grinch that stole March Madness get me all upset and out of my character today.
Don't get
all
mad
I'm
at
doing
me.
Is trying to lead
don't
to this.
Don't get mad at me that
we
Florida Atlantic is better than Duke.
We over the good energy. Good energy on the show. We gave out some nice selections. They came through. Hopefully you cash some tickets. We're going to work our butt off today during these 3 hours to help you cash some tickets today.
By the way, I just want to circle back. So you told the world that you felt as confident on your confidence picks as your four Bs. And just a reminder, the four Bs died a quick death when the Bucks got obliterated on Monday Night Football in the playoffs. How did you feel about your four unders yesterday?
Well, they died a quick death, too, because, I mean, it was 43-38 at the half of Michigan State, Kansas State. So I moved on after that, you know.
But the good news is, Sean, in our confidence picks for yesterday's games, we pushed because we both stunk outside of our top play. My top play was FAU plus 5.5, which came home, and Sean's top play was the under in that game, which also came home. So no cigar for either one of us. That was a push, and we move ahead to today. We have a graphic. It's going to look like
I still feel like I was on the right side in Connecticut, Arkansas. I mean, just Arkansas decided not to show up.
How are you on the right side of a game?
I mean, they gave up 88 to UConn. I mean, come
only
on.
You, somehow, someway. Were you on the right side of Michigan State, Kansas State? It was only 93 to 90.
Yeah, they went over
98,
like,
93.
They went over like 8 minutes left in the second half. I was dead. I mean, did y'all practice? I mean, this is embarrassing. John Daly was here. Our good friend Matt Grisley. These people flew all the way from Arkansas to Vegas for that. I mean, that had to be the. And then if you're a Kansas fan, you got to be sitting there thinking, like, we lost to this group.
But the good
to
news.
To this bunch.
I mean, I'll say this to the Fairweather Duke fan over here. The good news is you didn't get to get embarrassed by Florida Atlantic because the team that beat you was not good enough to beat the champs.
So I'm
of the
doubling
CUSA.
Down on why Duke lost to Tennessee, because the refs tried to let Tennessee get away with football on the hardwood again last night.
Lost by 13.
That's not basketball.
But unlike Duke, the mental toughness of Florida Atlantic prevailed.
I mean, it helps that Tennessee only scored 55. It's hard to win a game when that's the amount of points you score.
Really?
Unlike against Duke, when guys that they were averaging 10 a game
they
went for 30.
They scored 65 against Duke.
But my point being, they only scored 55 last night.
And 65 is insurmountable? Is that the number you can't eclipse?
If you could add a 10-point margin either way to all of your bets, man, I bet your percentage would go up like 40%. Gee, that's a lot of points.
Oh, man. All right, so we got a lot to get to. I'm fired up for today's show. Our good friend Jamie and Christian.
You should be. You can't do any
former
worse.
Division I. What's that?
Nothing. Let's introduce our guest.
No, you speaking into existence.
No, you said you're fired up about your picks. I was like, you
I
should
didn't say
be.
That.
Oh, because you couldn't do any 1-3 yesterday. You were terrible.
You did the same thing.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about you. Well, let's go. Let's introduce our guest. We got a good group.
By the
today.
Way, you are
will
you
are come on?
A terrible person.
We got to get Jamie on a job.
You're a terrible person.
So come
person.
On, introduce our first guest. No. We got to get Jamie
you're,
on a job.
You're
some
an
good
awful
jobs
person.
Out there.
My God. The amount of texts I get from, hey, Amari Bailey got 10 points already. I mean, do you just sit at home and just like when you get a pick correct, you just, yeah, me. Me, I'm the best.
Well, you get to our list of guests. We got a good group, and a lot of them are coming in studio. So if you aren't,
you drive me crazy
out here in Vegas. You should be, because this is where all the cool kids are.
All right, Jamie Christian, our good friend, Division I, former Division I men's basketball coach. He's going to give us his thoughts on the games tonight, and also maybe I'll take a look quickly at tomorrow's slate. We're expected to be joined in studio by a handful of folks. Stanford Steve from Scott Van Pelt Sports Center, frequent guest on our show, is here at Circa today, so he's going to stop by probably around 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Jeff Goodman and Rob Doster from the Field of 68 are finishing up their live stream up at Stadium Swim, previewing the Sweet 16 tonight. They are expected to stop by the studio. And then Danny Parkins from 670 The Score in Chicago, also here in Las Vegas, and he's expected to stop by as well, and we'll get his thoughts, Sean, on whether or not 3-1 is too short of a price for the Chicago Bears to win the NFC North. And then Chris Andrews will join us for his weekly visit, the South Point Sportsbook director. We will get his thoughts and the latest from behind the counter over there at South Point. Four games tonight, including coming up at the bottom of the hour, Alabama and San Diego State. And despite BetMGM now saying earlier today that Alabama was the most bet side of today's games, the number is actually dipping down. Here at Circa, DraftKings, Caesars, offshore as well, this number is down to Alabama -6.5. I was able to grab 8 earlier this week, wrote it up for the website, talked about it on this show. So I like the way this is moving, and hopefully it's indicative of how this game plays out. So hopefully the Aztecs can take care of business here and keep this thing close.
I mean, the line movement mattered yesterday. I mean, Kansas State went from a dog to a favorite. They won. Florida Atlantic was that number was continually dropping in favor of anybody that had Florida Atlantic. I think you got it at 6. Mm-hmm. They closed at 4.5, even 4 some places I saw. So the line movement mattered yesterday.
We'll line moved on the UCLA-Gonzaga game, too.
Yeah.
At some spots closed as a pick. So, yeah, we'll see if the late line movement there is indicative of how this game will be played out. A total of 137.5 between San Diego State and Alabama. 7:15 Eastern, Sean, Miami against Houston. And I would say if you walked around here, maybe this is a bad comparison because these people, you know, are staring up at the big board there. But if you asked someone who's been watching college basketball, the NCAA tournament, and you asked them, hey, Alabama's playing San Diego State, Houston's playing Miami, who is the bigger favorite? I would say 90% of folks would say Alabama is a bigger favorite than Houston is. But not the case. The Cougars are 7.5-point favorites, and that line has actually moved towards Houston despite some of the shops out there that give out their betting splits saying that a lot of Miami action has been coming in. So Houston laying 7.5, Sean, against Miami. That game tipping off at 7:15. Back in Louisville tonight, Princeton against Creighton. Creighton laying 10 in that spot against Princeton, a total of 141. And then the nightcap, hopefully it can rival what we saw last night between Gonzaga and UCLA. Texas laying 4 against Xavier. That had gotten up to 4.5. Those hooks have pretty much all been scooped up, Sean, and it is back down to 4.
So now, two things for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is winning that game. So however I construct this ticket, it's going to end with Texas money line.
Okay. I don't disagree. I think Texas is playing quite well.
I don't know if they're going to cover the 4, but they're going to win.
I did roll with, and man, the money line keeps on going up, but I did roll with a pretty juiced up money line parlay of Houston and Creighton. I would be very surprised if either one of those teams lose. I think it was around minus 170. And as we're sitting here right now, Houston just went to an 8-point favorite at Circa and Westgate. So money coming in again on Houston. Very interesting considering 3 out of the 4 halves they've played so far, Sean, have not been that impressive. But Houston getting the money against Miami, and you mentioned it, the line move was kind of indicative of how these games played out at least last night. We'll see if the line move here on Houston is a point to how this is working out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't have a good feel for that game because I think Miami's best is good enough to make this a 40-minute game. Like, I've seen Miami when they're playing really good, and that version of Miami is good enough to get this game into the second half under a minute goal, one possession game. But I also seen Miami when they're not necessarily – on their A game, and I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion on this game. I would follow the line movement. I mean, if the sharp money is telling you that Houston's the side, then that's where I would that's the side I would support. I don't have a strong opinion on this game. I really don't.
All right, Jamie and Christian, Division I men's basketball coach. He will join us on the other side, get his thoughts of the game. Still to come this hour from the Field of 68, Jeff Goodman, Rob Doster expected to stop by the studio, Stanford Steve later on in the show as well. A loaded show to get you ready for the Sweet 16. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM. State-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. Alabama, San Diego State coming up bottom of the hour. Alabama right now a 6.5-point favorite. Still some sevens out there if you like the dog. And movement in the Houston-Miami game. It is now Houston -8 across the board. Once again, that's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. We'd like to bring in a frequent guest of ours, former men's Division I basketball coach at Iona, Mount St. Mary's, and George Washington. It is Jamie and Christian who joins us on the phone right now. Coach, so much to get to regarding these games, but I do want to get your opinion on something. I was in a pretty good mood yesterday because the team that I cheer for, Notre Dame, got themselves a heck of a ball coach in Micah Shrewsbury from Penn State. I know you've had a relationship with him, and Jalen Pickett, who was Penn State's best player, played for you at Siena. So what type of coach is Notre Dame getting in Micah Shrewsbury?
Well, you know, first of all, they're getting a head coach who's really up and coming, but also has a ton of experience. You know, so many times when you're like a new name sort of in college sports or even in the NFL or NBA, it shows that it usually means you have a lack of experience. But they're getting a coach with a ton of experience, college experience, NBA experience, and now really great head coaching experience. So I think being able to have someone who's moving in the right direction but has experience is really hard to come by. Notre Dame is getting that. Number two, they're getting a tremendous tactician on the floor. The way he was able to manage the game at Penn State, playing around Jalen Pickett, using funk and some opportunities to shoot the ball from the outside, was really like a magician. All year long, he stayed ahead of the competition, ahead of those teams in the Big Ten, and was able to get that team into the NCAA tournament for the first time in a long time. So a tremendous tactician, the way he gave to manage the team. And then thirdly, and I know you're going to love this, Tim, he's a great manager of the locker room and the people in the locker room and keeping them confident. Always had a great feel for what the team needed the most and did a great job all season long of keeping them confident, building them up, and allowing them to be able to play their very best when it mattered the most, winning a ton of games down the stretch to get into the NCAA tournament.
All right. I'm ready to go, Sean.
Fired up.
Feeling good. All right.
I think I still have some basketball eligibility left.
Do you?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know if they need that.
Okay.
Let's get to I think they're all right. Let's get to the games tonight, and let's go in order, Coach, and get your quick thoughts on these. We've got coming up the bottom of the hour here, San Diego State and Alabama. You know, what a clash of styles, right? Both these teams are great defensively, but Alabama wants to go, and San Diego State wants to slow you down. Who ultimately wins the tug of war here in the pace of play? And does San Diego State, in your opinion, have an opportunity to pull the upset over Bama?
You know, I like Alabama. You know, some of these really good teams, Tim, you have to score the ball. And defense keeps you in the game and allows you to. But once it gets to a certain pace or a certain kind of play, you have to score the ball. I love Alabama. Their weapons and the way they can score it with so many different players, the way they share the basketball. You know, you're only going to see threes and layups with them, so they're going to drive the ball hard to the front of the rim, kick out the open guys on the perimeter. That beats any kind of style of defense. And San Diego State's going to have to try to do a great job of keeping that ball in front. Ultimately, I don't think they're going to be able to. I think it'll be a great game. I think it'll be a great clash of styles. I really like Alabama knocking down outside shots, getting to the front of the rim, and ultimately getting to the free throw line, getting San Diego State in foul trouble, trying to keep these guys in front.
Do you think Alabama right now, with the teams that are remaining, Coach, will win the national championship?
I'm a big Alabama fan. You know, I think they're really, really good. And so I think they've got to be, in my mind, they're definitely a favorite. I picked them early. I just look at their talent. They have the best player in Brandon Miller and his ability to play. Also, how they utilize him. It's a Carmelo Anthony-like effect, making you have to guard him or respect him every time down the floor, even when he doesn't have the ball. You saw what Drew Timmy did last night, being the best player on the floor. Brandon Miller can get the ball in so many different ways and can attack you in so many different directions. I think he's really hard to bet against.
It's fascinating because he really has not had a breakout game, even though Alabama's Cruz did not score in the opener and was good, not great, in their round of 32 matchup. So I'm expecting a much better performance tonight from Brandon Miller. Mike, what do you think about Texas, Coach? They've gone through a lot this year. Chris Beard, initial coach, you know what happened with that. Moving forward with an assistant coach, done a great job. Hopefully he gets that job. I think he's earned it. What do you think about this Texas team?
Man, they're one of the most intriguing teams that I'm still trying to learn about. They don't have great depth. They don't have great inside scoring, but their perimeter scoring is so good and how they can attack the basket and finish around it. It's just really interesting group. You know, they've had a good draw so far. This Xavier is going to be an interesting matchup with them. Xavier is going to really slow that tempo down and make them have to guard off these dribble handoffs and these post-ups. This is going to be a great game. I actually think Xavier in this one. I like this Texas team. I like how they're able to play. I like the toughness of Xavier. And I'm excited to kind of see this matchup. If I had to pick an upset, I'd be picking Xavier tonight. But, I do like Texas, their ability to score the ball. But Xavier plays so physical and so tough, guys. It's a different kind of matchup, and I don't know if Texas has seen it like that before.
Way to back me up, Jamie. I mean, I just got finished saying that if there's one thing I'm sure of and two things I'm for sure of, it's that Texas is winning this game.
the only thing that typically holds me up is I don't think Sean Miller has been great in these sort of moments. I was at the Big East tournament. I had a chance to watch. The way the game goes in these opportunities, and it's in the past, he just hasn't done great in these opportunities. But I like Sule against a Texas team that doesn't have really strong perimeter players. Sule can really get loose and have a chance to really have a dominant game because he does wear out when he has to guard a lot.
We're talking to Jamie and Christian, former men's Division I men's basketball coach, soon to be again. I'm just going to speak it into existence. I believe it to be true. Mount St. Mary's, Siena, and George Washington. Houston, Miami. Jim Larrañaga, I imagine you've crossed paths with Coach Larrañaga over the years. Houston is, an 8-point favorite in this one. It feels to me, Jamie, in that these are two very similar teams, very guard-oriented team. We know Houston loves to get after the glass. And that second half against Auburn, I think, was eye-opening to a lot. Like, oh, here they are again. How do you see this game playing out? Because Miami, you could argue, had one of their best performances of the entire season against Indiana in the second round.
Yeah, but I think the question then becomes, can you do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Houston playing an Auburn team that's been inconsistent, that's a really good win for them, but Auburn's been up and down all season long. And you got to understand, when you play this Houston team, know, there's a few teams, Tim, that people call and say, hey, do you want to play these games on the road? We'll pay you $100,000 to come and play. Houston's one of those teams I would say no, because you don't want the fist fight. You know, you don't want the fist fight. It's not worth the money. They can keep the money. And you know, when you look at Miami, they're a team that's built off speed, athleticism, and they're lean. You know, and that this is going to be, again, these are all going to be great games tonight. I like Houston. I mean, obviously, a country likes Houston. I like Houston. I like their physicality. They're physical at every position. They're great offensive rebound in the basketball. So Miami's going to have to really do a great job there. Now, Jordan Miller is probably going to guard Sasser on the perimeter, and he does a great job. He's going to have to really get in there and rebound and help out on the glass. Miami playing basically four guards all year long has had a ton of success that way. Houston might play four guards, but their four guards are built four tough. They'll be a little bit different. And so I think that's the problem when you go against Houston is it's going to be a fist fight. And you've got to be able to throw a lot of punches. This isn't a felterweight one. This is the one where it's a heavyweight battle. And I don't know if Miami has enough blows.
All right, I want to wrap up on this, and this is no knock on Princeton Creighton, but we don't have a ton of time with you, and I really want to get your breakdown on UConn Gonzaga because I'm fascinated to watch this game tomorrow night. I was in attendance last night for Gonzaga UCLA, and UConn just mopped the floor with Arkansas. How do you see tomorrow night at T-Mobile playing out with UConn going up against Gonzaga?
You know, I usually don't pick Gonzaga, but I pick Gonzaga when I watched UConn play, and when I watched the Hurley's coach in general. You know, in these big moments, these guys get so emotional and it really affects their team. This is a big moment in Danny Hurley's career to be able to get through a Gonzaga team, through this Gonzaga team, and to be able to show that he can keep his emotions in check against the very best teams. You know, a lot of times UConn's been able to come in and kind of blow people out, and they haven't been in like really, really close contests. This is going to be a close game. This is going to be a matchup between two really tough teams. I'm always interested to see if can Danny Hurley keep his composure and allow his team to really go and play their very best. I haven't seen it yet. It doesn't mean that it won't happen. I like Gonzaga. It's going to be a tremendous game. But the Zags have great composure. We saw that last night, and they're built for March.
He is Jamian Christian, former men's basketball coach in the D1 ranks. And once again, we're speaking it into existence. Soon to be again. Jamian, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Great stuff, JC.
There he is, Jamian Christian. Not feeling great about Texas right now?
Yeah, he kind of rained on my parade a little bit. But.
We got a lot of folks who are going to stop right by the studio. Hey, it's good to have differing opinions, right?
If I'm right.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets and tools like our exclusive betting splits. Sign up today to get our betting guides plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament. Only $19. Head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Alongside Sean King, I'm Tim Murray. You know what? Let's have a little fun, Sean. I'm going to do a little San Diego State first to 10 here. All right? Let's have a little action here on the first to start these games. And it's already off the board because the game's about to start.
Man. So I put together a little something because I was playing around because I didn't really love, you know, anything. So I put a little 14 parlay together.
Okay.
San Diego State, Creighton, Houston, Texas money line. I laid the points with the other three and then culminated with Texas money line.
All right.
That way, if I get to that point and I feel like I'm looking good, then I can hedge a little bit by going Xavier money line.
I'm pretty sure if your parlay hits, I'm going to sweep the board in our contest.
Which is fine. So I don't pull against you.
We're going head-to-head.
I don't care. I don't pull against you.
That's such a lie.
Your outcomes have nothing to do with mine.
That is such a lie.
I played all four games under the total.
I know.
And that has nothing to do with your confidence picks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people. I'm a team player.
You are not.
I don't pull against your picks.
We're going head-to-head.
That's fine.
And you are a liar.
I'll be fine if we both go 4-0.
Okay.
I want nothing but success for you.
You are so full of crap. All right, San Diego State and Alabama about to get underway. San Diego State looks like will close a 6.5-point underdog. So So it looks like some late money came in on the Aztecs as this game, I want to say, opened 6.5, got up to 7.5, even 8, and is now dipped back down to 6.5, 8. So we have the last betting splits as this game gets underway. This surprises me, courtesy of BetMGM. The handle 50-50 between San Diego State and Alabama. And the first play of the game, they go inside to Clowney and they get an and one. So good start for Alabama right out of the chute. As that was pretty easy there against Matt Bradley. And Matt Bradley already with one foul. So I would say probably the least ideal start to the game. 11 seconds in, you're down 3-0 and your best player for San Diego State has a foul. So all right, San Diego State, way to put
it's
yourself
early.
In
early. Calm down a
I'm
little
just
bit.
Saying,
pipe down.
I'm just, oh, come on. This is from the guy who was just complaining about the worst basketball ever yesterday. I would think that was during the Arkansas game. Arkansas stinks. They're terrible. So this game underway, San Diego State and Alabama. Total closed at 137.5. And I'm just watching this. Laughing. Brandon Miller misses a three. Two San Diego State guys
like,
go for the rebound.
Run into each other?
Alabama keeps possession. Oh, man. So, underway. Second game to start tonight. Miami against Houston. And Miami right now, an 8-point underdog.
Yeah, San Diego State, there's this thing called rebounding. they might want to try it.
Pipe down. It's early. Oh, man. So, yep, Brandon Miller. Oh, wow. Three misses. Finally got the rebound. So, San Diego
State. Alabama had 7 shots on that possession and did not score.
Not ideal. And, you know, San Diego State, a team that.
Are there refs?
So, it's going to be interesting here. San Diego State is a team.
They need to call a timeout.
Alabama, I should say, is elite at defending the three, as you see Brandon Miller. But well, hopefully they will get some mid-range jumpers. But I tell you what, San Diego State is, wow, they are letting them play. Holy moly. Wow. I mean, this is incredible. They're dudes hitting the deck. This is wild.
This is Tennessee Duke.
Yeah, this is wild, which actually I think ultimately would favor San Diego State if they're going to let them play the entire game. We do have
I feel good about my under, by
our
the
best
way.
Bets. And I took San Diego State plus the 8. That was earlier in the week. We mentioned it. It was on the website. I wrote it up for the website as well. So let's go Aztecs. Keep this baby close. Sean in our contest is on the under, which I agree with. I actually played a little under as
the
well.
The way they're shooting so far in this game, this game got no shot to go.
And I would say this. If you believe that San Diego State can cover the number, then it's a bit correlated when you look at, you know, over or under in this one. So San
Diego. Fact, I'm about to live bet the under right now again.
The under closed at 137.5 between Alabama and San Diego State. So a bit of a sluggish start, which is fine by me. I want this to be slow. I want this to be as ugly as possible. Play this bad boy in the 50s. That is all good with me, because that means we can hopefully stay within that number as San Diego State takes a 4-3 lead. Miami and Houston, once again, we're expected to be joined by Rob Doster, Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68 at some point here in the show, maybe even the next segment, as they will stop by. So we'll get their thoughts on the upcoming games tonight as San Diego State hopefully can convert here. They do. So a 6-3 lead for San Diego State. We got a timeout for Crimson Tide. Nate Oates need a T.O.? No, not yet. All right.
Pump your brakes a little bit, okay? Don't mush my bet. Jeez.
So you try to speak the mushing into existence when you're the only one who mushed a bet on the air this week. You want to remind the people of the North Texas game?
You think Nick Saban's at the game or no? Him and Oates still beefing.
There's no such thing as wrong place.
That's right. You got to have accountability, baby.
Miami and Houston. Princeton-Creighton, a game that we didn't mention with Jamie, and this game's sitting at 10. We had Brad Powers on earlier this week. He said he was his favorite bet was Princeton plus the 10. I've seen, I think, Greg Hoops-Peterson on our website picked Princeton plus the 10. Dave Tooley took Princeton plus the points. I really didn't have a feel on the side or total. Look, Princeton, their performance in the second round, Sean, against Missouri was really darn impressive.
Yeah, I feel like Princeton's living.
But what?
That was really bad Missouri, too. Missouri was terrible in that game.
Yeah, they were.
Just like that shot.
For sure. As I see our next guests waiting in the wings, and they'll be joining us here in studio on the other side, Jeff Goodman and Rob Doster. So we'll be joined by them. We'll get their thoughts on these games coming up. Xavier and Texas. You know, it was interesting to hear Jamie and Christian talk about he liked the way Xavier – he thought Xavier of the four, which I guess makes sense.
I think he was listening to the show, and he heard me say Texas money line was like my number one play. I'm convinced.
You think he was?
Yeah, people come on here just trying to ruin my night. Between him and the darn Carl Johnson, that's all they're trying to do is ruin my night. What is San Diego State doing?
Pick up the ball, man.
Jeez.
Man, they had another chance at a turnover there, and they just kind of let it dribble between them there. So 6-5 right now, San Diego State with the lead over Alabama as this one early on down in Louisville, Kentucky. Man, this ball is just bouncing around all over the place. They calling a foul on San Diego State.
The under feels great. Good. I know that. It feels great.
Didn't you say that? In the beginning of...
Yeah, the game had to go to overtime.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yesterday...
That was Oklahoma State versus...
North Texas.
Yeah, that went to overtime.
I'm talking about yesterday...
No, I didn't say that yesterday.
I think you did.
I said I was in trouble. Michigan State, Kent State started off like a shootout.
No. You started out, you're like, I like where I sit.
No, it was 43-38 at the half.
Yeah, I know.
The under had no shot.
Sean, this is the first media timeout.
Hey, listen, I can tell. These two teams are nervous.
By the way, you think Kansas State is feeling themselves? You take a look at the back page of the New York Post today.
Yeah, I am so on
the
FAU
King
in the next
of
game.
New York.
I hate it for him because I actually like Jerome Tang.
Marquise Noel lights up MSG with a record 19 assists.
I'm all over FAU.
I've already bet it. I'm going to write it up. That is going to be one of my bets. By the way, in game, Alabama now -6. Total down 2 points, down to 135.5. But we'll preview all those games as the show goes on. But I do think Kansas State is going to, and if you look at some of the early betting splits on VSiN.com, it was like 88% on Kansas State. I was out at the game last night mm-hmm. with some friends.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
I was given a ticket.
Okay. Could ask for two. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have.
Uh-huh. No, I wouldn't have went.
Yeah. And someone goes, What do you think the line's gonna be? And I go, well, what do you think
the line? FAU K-State?
Yeah, I go, well, what do you think the line's gonna be? And he goes, Kansas State -5. I go, it's gonna be much shorter than that. And then it pops 2 and
did you give all your friends my Amari Bailey over 14.5?
Oh yeah, of course. Prop? Yeah, of course, Sean.
You probably didn't bring it up. Chump. So if your friend's a Tim and he didn't give it to you, you missed out.
I mean, you win bets so infrequently that you have to bring up a player prop.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Did FAU win last night?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Outright.
Yeah, there you go. Rob Doster, Jeff Goodman in studio next.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you. What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting action in college basketball. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code VSiN1000 and place your first bet on March matchups. If your wager loses, you'll still receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Find out why March is the most magical month in sports and take your shot at thrilling tournament wins. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com. For terms and conditions, U.S. promotional offers not available in Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Have your gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Primetime, and I'm excited to be joined. We are excited to be joined by the crew, part of the crew of the Field of 68, Rob Doster, Jeff Goodman, here in studio in
welcome,
the flesh.
Welcome, fellas. Welcome.
After wrapping up a little live stream up at Stadium Swim.
I got them right here playing. Yeah.
Well, don't put the sound on. We need to talk to them here. But not a bad setup you guys got up there at Stadium Swim.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome up there, man. It's my first time being at Stadium Swim, and that is it's unbelievable.
It's your first time being in Vegas.
My first time being
really?
In Vegas, but it's yeah.
How pathetic is that?
Well, you're a big college
You guys
are like the two of us.
Yeah, I mean, I just get killed by him.
Call it like you see it. I mean, how old are you? You've never been to Vegas. What is wrong with you?
Well, and you're
apparently a lot. Yeah. Apparently a lot.
Yes.
Updating the people, San Diego State with an 8-7 lead on Alabama. I want to do a quick visit on the games today, but I really want to break down tomorrow's action too, some staying power here. But real quick thoughts, guys, on Houston and Miami. The number's been moving towards Houston, despite the public seeming to like the dog here. So I'll start with you, Rob. What do you think of Houston-Miami?
It's crazy to me that line is moving towards Houston. It's 8 now, right?
Up to 8, across the board.
Look, at the end of the day, I know that they're going to get beat up on the glass. I know how physical and how good Houston is defensively. But Miami's got guys that just make shots. That's what they do. That's what Isaiah Wong does. You don't have to run anything for him. You just give him the ball and say, hey, Isaiah, go. Figure it out. Same thing with Nigel Pack. Same thing with Jordan Miller. Same thing with Wuga Poplar. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have guys that can make shots, and Houston has guys who can stop them from making shots.
In my opinion, always
I'm with you. I mean, 8 is a lot of points to give a Miami team that I just saw absolutely destroy Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they play loose, and they play fun, and they've been there before. You know, they've got good guards. They're big, can stand up. He's not overly big, but Norchad Amiers.
He's a beast.
He is a tough you-know-what.
To me, this comes down to, are Sasser and Mark able to reproduce offensively what we saw in their last contest? If they play with that elite level of skill, then Houston's going to cover this number. If this is the normal Houston game where it's kind of everybody's in the 10-11 point range, they're shooting under 30% from three, then I think Miami covers. But we saw a glimpse of that elite version of Houston in the second half versus Auburn. So I think that's why this number is moving
towards them. I'm not worried about what Houston does defensively. I'm just not, because I think that good offense is going to beat good defense at the end of the day. And I do think that that Miami has good enough offensive weapons to be able to take advantage
of that. Depends on Wong.
But
right?
you know what I like
there's,
more?
There's good Wong, Isaiah Wong, and there's bad Isaiah Wong. It honestly probably
depends
on that.
But it's a tournament. We got tournament Isaiah Wong. And yeah. and you know he's going to show
Isaiah
up. He's
Wong
been
was
here
bad
before.
The first round.
You know what I like more,
so
though?
So was Tucker DeVries.
Yeah.
I remember last year, Miami looked like a team that could win it all when they beat Jabari Smith in Auburn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they came back in the following game, and, you know, those threes weren't falling. I think Miami's kind of in that range, but, hey, that's why they play the
games. You know what I like more than the Miami side is? I like the over here. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how Miami stops Houston. They're not a good defensive team. And they're going to get beat up on the glass. They have one guy inside, and he's 6'6". And you're going up against, like, five dudes from Houston that looked like they got lost on their way to the football field, right? Like, those guys should be defensive ends, right? They shouldn't be playing power forward. They got to be defensive ends.
Holgerson's asking them, hey, come out for the football team, too.
I said before the tournament that Kansas State, TCU, and Houston, in high school, guys played multiple sports when I grew up. They all looked like they could all play football, baseball. Yes.
Everyone
they could play all the sports.
Yeah. So I like the over because I don't know how Houston stops Miami. But I just think that Isaiah Wong and Nigel Pack and those guys, they're going to make their shots.
All of our guests good hate offense me, by the way.
By the way, I'll just update the people. If you had the race to 10 on San Diego State, you won. And by the way, Brandon Miller, two fouls. So he is on the bench.
All of our guests hate me.
The good thing for Bama.
I say there's no way Texas loses. Jamie Young comes and says he thinks that Xavier's the
oh, that's a toss-up.
The underdog most likely to win. I took all four games under. Rob comes on and says he loves the over. All the guests hate me.
Well, they did go 3-1 to the over yesterday. Well, this game is certainly trending under here. We'll see how it plays out.
Way to miss me.
I have the bet too, Sean. All right, I want to get to, and I know we still have two games tonight, but I'm so fascinated by tomorrow night's UConn-Gonzaga game. The way UConn's playing right now, and then Gonzaga figuring out a way defensively after looking just absolutely horrendous in that first half to make the tweaks. Drew Timmy. I don't know if that's his best game of his career. I mean, he's been playing since the 70s, so, I mean, he's got a number of games to pick from. But how do you look at this game? UConn got quick action. I think an open pick. It's out to 2. Jeff, I'll start with you. How do you see this game playing out tomorrow night at T-Mobile?
I just, Gonzaga's biggest strength is obviously Drew Timmy, and now he's got to go up against two completely different, dominant big men, right? I mean, Sanogo is the strongest dude ever seen in there. Like, you watch guys try to move him, and they're looking, honestly, after they're trying to move him, they're looking over at their coach like, I don't know what I can do. Like, he doesn't move. And then you take Sanogo out, and you put in Donovan Clingan, who's bigger, not quite as strong, but damn strong, and can alter and block shots. And, they're just so different. Timmy had his way against, let's face it, a bad UCLA front line. Bad, right?
And banged
without
up.
Bona. Yeah. I said it to Rob earlier. UCLA, I think Mick Cronin screwed up last night because I think he tried to play fast with an undermanned team.
They ran out of gas.
Group. They ran out of gas.
I had the under, so I was not appreciative of him running that game. I'm watching. I'm in there. I'm like, they have 50 points in the first 10 minutes. I'm like, what is going on here? Eventually, they slowed down and ran out of gas. But, Rob, I'll throw it.
I text Tim at half, right before the half, and said, everything you got, put it on Gonzaga second half.
Yeah.
Because you could just tell UCLA.
Yeah, they were huffing.
At the end,
they were real. Tiger was so gassed.
Because they were up, 13 at the break?
13 and a half time. Yeah, so, I mean, Rob, what defensively, Drew Timmy is such an asset offensively, obviously. You can't throw him on Sanogo. You're going to get burned out, right? So what does Gonzaga do to try to, alter their bigs on the defensive side of the ball? That's the thing I'm like.
I think you have to put him there. Yeah. You have to put him on Sanogo. Because
and now you're looking at fouls. You're looking at he's going
to
get
the other option
tired?
Is he's going to have to go chase Alex Caravan around or try to guard Andre Jackson. Like, that's the problem with defending UConn is that you know that you're going to have to deal with Adama Sanogo in the post. And I got a bone to pick with you, Sean.
Oh, man.
Okay. If you remember time that I was on this show, right, I called in.
Mm-hmm.
It was after UConn had just lost their fifth game in six games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, look, I think they might have figured it out. It was after the Xavier game, actually. And I called
him
up,
UConn.
And I said,
You said they stink.
I said, this is a direct quote. I said, this is the best I've felt about UConn since the PK 85. And you said, nope, I'm done. I'm completely off of him.
Rob, understand.
Are you still off of him?
So I invited him over to dinner, and they wasted tea all over the table. I mean, I was like you. There's a point when I was like, this looks like the best team in America. And listen, in hindsight, we shouldn't have took any failures in conference in the Big East as a negative, because it looks like the Big East is really darn good. I mean, look who's left in this tournament. So I think UConn has an opportunity. I'll say this. Gonzaga finds a way. And I think this is the best team, not the most talented, but the best team that few has had at Gonzaga, because they're devoid of like a Chet Holmgren.
I don't know, man. They got a lot of questions.
But they play
marks.
Together, though.
Well, they got no choice because they don't have a ton of talent, right? Yeah. They don't. This is probably the least talented overall team that Gonzaga has had.
You love killing them.
No, I'm just being real here. Like, they're not. So they've got to play together.
Question, were you surprised UConn opened as the favorite?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm actually surprised it's as low as it was.
Because I would imagine this will be a home game for Gonzaga tomorrow.
It will.
It will.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It will. But I would have thought it would have been three.
I actually was surprised. I'll say this. I thought the UCLA fans were pretty loud last night. I mean, I thought it would be because Gonzaga.
They were good.
Yeah, they were really good.
They're a team. They don't generally
travel.
What I was thinking.
I
mean, when I was here in Vegas,
yeah,
they might have had 100 fans.
All right, we only got about a minute left here, guys. Princeton, Creighton, Xavier, Texas, either dog live tonight?
I like Xavier more than I like Princeton. Oh, yeah. No. Uh-oh. Oh, no. You're on Texas?
Yeah, he just said that. He loves Texas.
Oh, money line, not the points, just money line. No.
And I like Xavier money line just because I think it's a toss-up.
Well,
only because it's a toss-up. I like the value.
If I'm undefeated when I get to that game, I'll hedge
Xavier money line. Who do you like in Creighton, Princeton?
Creighton.
Yeah, I like by 50. I like Princeton.
I do too.
You got to be on Princeton then.
I'll go 20. I'll go 20, not
by
50.
By 20?
I'm not going 50.
By the way, Sean sold his stock on Creighton before the tournament.
Oh,
so, yeah,
no.
Here they are.
No,
Sean's very reactionary. Very reactionary to everything. Jeff Goodman, Rob Doster, the Field of 68. You got to follow all their content. Up at Stadium Swim, too. It's 11-11. Alabama, San Diego State.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.